Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, entrepreneurs. This is Fred, the Submarine Guy. We're going to talk about establishing your professional online web property today. Now, the previous lesson on setting up your target market and defining your target market is going to play into this, because your web property is going to be where you're going to do all your marketing and selling and establishing your expertise and that kind of thing. So let's dive right into it. Establishing your professional online web property is critical to your online success. Having your own web property upon which you continually build value is one of your most important assets in business for long-term success. Why? Mainly, it sets you apart from the average run-of-the-mill internet marketing posers who just throw up a free web page or an affiliate page somewhere to save a buck. Just the opposite actually happens to them. They get a cheap homemade free site, and it just the opposite. It makes them look like an amateur. You don't want to be in that crowd any longer. Becoming a professional internet marketer is not hard, but it's a step you don't want to miss out on. So what are you going to be putting on your website, you might ask? Well, that's a good question. I mean, people that hadn't had a website might not think about that. So let's look at some of the things. Your website is going to host all of your expert information that you'll be publishing to your tribe, to your target market, to your list of readers. You'll have articles, audios, videos, PDF files, training, lead capture pages, thank you pages, training pages, etc. All of your information about your business and what you're training your people on and so forth will be put up on your web host, your domain. The more information you put up on your domain, the more value it has to your potential prospects. The bigger value it has, the bigger the income you'll make. That's the bottom line. And again, you're going to set yourself apart in your field by publishing your expert information. People that don't have their own domain or jump around from thing to thing just are not going to have the expert presence that you're going to have by having your own domain. As a side note, you can also publish information related to your domain, your main business focus, on your website. Think of the idea of 6 degrees of separation. You know, there's a lot of things that are related to your business that everybody in that niche will be interested in. Things that are related to your field of expertise will likely be of interest to your readers, right? So why not add that to your field of expertise as you grow your web property? It just makes good sense, because the more information you can give to your readers, the more they're going to know, like, and trust you, and the more respect they're going to have for you as a leader in the industry. Not to mention that you'll also be able to make some other sales to them based on this extra information. So keep that in mind. So we'll work together to get your domain filled with valuable information that your readers and subscribers will be happy to pay for. Now, here's how you get your own domain and hosting. Well, you might be asking, what is a domain and hosting? I've never heard of that. Well, a web host is a company that has a lot of computers. They're called servers, but they're hooked up to the internet, and they provide space for your domain upon which you'll create your website. So that's the web host. So they sell you space on their servers, their computers, to host your websites. And again, they're a link to the World Wide Web to show your website to the world. And then they give you access to upload files or websites or audios or whatever you want to put up on your domain. You pay them for the space. They give you plenty of room to put your stuff, your websites, your blog, your pictures, etc., that'll comprise your domain. There's some big web hosts out there you might have heard of, such as Comcast.net or Amazon.com. They both sell space to you if you want to put your domain on them. I use a company called Bluehost, which you'll find in the PDF listed on the blog post here. And I host all of my domains there. I have a couple of domains I use for different purposes, but one or two that I deal with mostly, like Submarine Guy and thesubmarineguy.com. For just a few bucks a month, they'll let you have pretty much unlimited space to host unlimited domains. Now, I know that sounds kind of crazy. Unlimited, really? Well, for the most part, it really is. I suspect if you start streaming videos to a couple thousand people per hour or something crazy like that, they might say something. But as long as you're just doing regular stuff on your domain, hosting videos and audios and putting up blog posts and things like that, at 1 to 2 to 3 a day or something, even if you post a lot of them, you'll be fine no matter how large you grow. There are several reasons I keep all of my sites on Bluehost. Number one, their uptime is 99.93%. This is really phenomenal and beats most all the other hosts I've seen. The way they can do this is they're a large company and they have a lot of backup systems. So if your computer, your server that your domain is on goes down, it'll be backed up on another server, which is set to come up automatically when the main server goes down. So that's how they keep their uptime so high. Some of the smaller companies that might not have the assets or the size that Bluehost has might not have this backup capability, and that's important if you want to keep your site up for people to get your information from. Number two is really important. It's their 24/7 customer service. It's just superb. It's top-notch. Not only will they help you with tough technical stuff that you have no idea how to do if you happen to need that, and a lot of folks do. I mean, I know a lot of technical stuff about web hosting and stuff, but even I run into things that I just don't understand sometimes. They're also great at helping you with the easy stuff. Phone and internet marketing or internet support is top-notch for both pros and newbies. I strongly recommend this good customer service. If you have experienced bad customer service before, you'll know what I mean. Number three is they're not a magnet for spyware and domain name attacks and other bad stuff like that. I used another host for a while, and I've heard some horror stories about others, and they frankly were just magnets for these kind of hackers and things. My site on this other host was down frequently due to DNS attacks and spyware infecting my domain and other bad stuff that was allowed to sneak into my blog. Eventually, my blog didn't even work. There was so much stuff wrong with it, and so many people had hacked into it and that kind of stuff. That has never happened to me on Bluehost. The one time I had a problem like that with Bluehost, I called up the support. They got rid of it immediately, and that was the end of that. I've been with them for over 10 years. They're just a solid company. The other thing I like about Bluehost is that they keep you up to date with things like security updates from Google.com. I've got a link in the PDF here that they sent out about secure web hosting. It's good to have somebody like this in your corner, and that may not seem important to you now, just getting started with your first domain or your first web hosting or things like that. But in the future, if you want to get help with security and things like that, you can know that Bluehost has got your back there. So you can hop on over to Bluehost if you're reading this or looking at the link on my blog there, and set up your web hosting. Choose a domain name, that's the part after the www, that suits your business. It can be your own name or your initials in your name or something about your service or your product or the business niche that you're in. Don't try to get something cute or fancy or anything. The more standard that you can make it around your name or your niche product or service, the better off you'll be. Always get a .com domain. That's the ones that end in .com, not .net or .org or any of those other things. There's dozens and dozens of new domain extenders that are out now, like .club and .street and .us and all kind of crazy stuff. stick with a .com domain. That's the one that ends in .com, if at all possible. It's really best for business all around. Once you choose your domain, choose your web hosting package. You'll likely only need a starter or simple package to start with for most of your web hosting, and that'll serve you for years and years. Do get your domain and hosting for a year or more for best pricing, however. Also, by registering your domain for 2 years, you get a little credibility mark with Google for being a legitimate business. I think if the logic is they think if you've got your domain for 2 years, you're in for the quote-unquote long haul, maybe. After all that's done, which should only take you a few minutes, you're going to find your login info in the welcome email that the host sent you, and then you can log into your cPanel, which is how you're going to work with your domain. Now, don't let that intimidate you. cPanel is just a web interface that's got a lot of icons on it that you can click and do a lot of different things with your domain. You don't need to do much right now. There's a lot of capability there. I'll teach you some more as we move through the process, but for now, just look for an icon that says WordPress install or install WordPress or something similar like that. Just click it and follow the prompts to get your WordPress blog installed. It's free. It's point and click easy. Again, just follow the prompts. They'll have you put in things like which domain. You'll probably only have one domain there. And if you want it on a subdomain, just say no. If you want, here's your, tell me what your login username is going to be. Tell me what your password is going to be. Just fill those in and keep those in a safe place. Yet, by the way, keep your blog login information in a safe place so you can retrieve it until you have it memorized. I keep all of my domain information in two places. One is my main Gmail account that's associated with my web host, because they always send me a login email anytime I set up a blog. And then I also copy that over to a notepad file that I keep for each domain or each project or each marketing system that I'm setting up, whatever, to keep all the pertinent information for that domain or project in. And I always keep those right in my doc, so the main folder there, so I'll know where they are. As a side note, you can always retrieve all this information from the domain itself, from your blog. It's just good to avoid having to do that. So here's the blog info you're going to need to save. They're going to talk about a URL. If you don't know what that is, it's called a Uniform Resource Uniform Resource Locator, and it just means the domain address. It's the www.yourdomainname.com part of the address. So you're going to save your blog URL, your blog login URL, which will have probably a / wp-admin after the main domain. You're going to save your username and your password, just those four things: the blog URL, the blog login URL, the username, and the password. And that's it. And then once the blog is installed, you'll probably get another email, or you'll see it on the screen. Again, you can copy and paste it into a notepad file, and you're on the way to becoming a professional internet marketer. Now, as we move through the course, you're going to use the information that you put together in defining your target market and your blog to start to write some articles and bring in some information that's going to show your readers that you have solutions for their problems. And that's it for today, though. If you need more, let's go back through the audio file here. And also, you can read through the PDF and look through the videos that I have listed on the blog page here. But for now, that's all we got. Again, this is Fred Raley, the submarine guy. Make sure if you're reading this on the website, and you can give me a like or a share on my video, I would appreciate it. It's really nice to do that for other people to help them out. Just a nice thing to do. Thanks and have a great day, everybody.